think in the last few days, we're reminded of how God covers our sin with the snow covering everything. And I love to, I don't know, there's something special about that. Today we have a covering of ice, which is soon be gone, but I just believe that the Lord is so magnificent in all his creation and what he's done. And sometimes we need to be reminded of our condition. It says in the Word of God that we are just because of him being just and justifying us. In those 3 hours of darkness, there are some who are unjust, meaning they're not covered. Their sins are not covered. And I think the Bible, I was just looking through some verses and the number of times that the word elect is used, 27 times. But notice it doesn't say non-elect, doesn't say unelect or unchosen. It just says unjust. And just is 178 times and unjust is 17 times. So this is a delineation that I believe is we need to be reminded of. It also says those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundations of the world, or the Lamb's Book of Life. So you have to believe, based on elect and Lamb's Book of Life, that there was a choice made by God before the foundation of the world. And I'm grateful for that, because we all would remain unjust if we weren't justified by Christ. And so I just am hopeful that one day, like in Acts 24:15, it says, "And have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust." So all of us, whether we are just or unjust, would be resurrected. The unjust would be resurrected to face the great white throne judgment and be sentenced to the lake of fire. We as just will not face that, and I'm grateful for that. And I know you've heard me say it many times. It just marvels me that the Lord himself is the only one who has faced that lake of fire. Many people would say, well, was he transported off during the time on the cross between the sixth hour and ninth hour? No, I believe out of the presence of God is the lake of fire, and even the Holy Spirit left him. And that's why he cried out and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? As it says in Psalms 22 and then recorded later in the Gospels. So I look for verses that kind of summarize what our condition is and what the condition of those that would be resurrected to damnation. And it really makes me want to be thankful that, like the snow, my sins are covered. And I'm grateful for that. So I want to read Revelation 22 a little bit out of that book, because, 20, which is a summary, I believe, of the last 2,000 years. There's so many things in Revelation that I believe are not understood, and we try to place things in chronological order, and that just won't work. And 20, to me, is a summary chapter of the last 2,000 years. And some people would say, well, Satan's going to be bound for 1,000 years, and that's out in the future. I believe he's already been bound. At 3 o'clock at the ninth hour, he was bound. And he was in a bottomless pit. This world is a bottomless pit. And the unjust are following him. There are many verses throughout Revelation that speak of the rise of Satan in a seventh head in 13 and 17 chapter, that he's going to try to unite the unjust against Jesus Christ, but he's going to lose. And so this chapter sort of spells out his end. In 20 it says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So 1,000 in the Bible, I think, is a word that says God knows how long it is. We don't, but we don't know how big the Lamb's Book of Life is. I believe with all my heart that this world cannot end until the last person in that book is born again. And that person may be in the womb, like John the Baptist was born again in the womb. And I believe Jeremiah the prophet was also. But these last 2,000 years, Satan has been bruised, and he is trying his best to unite mankind against God. I think he's going to use technology, artificial intelligence. There's going to be imaging. There's going to be all kinds of distractions that take the just and try to enslave us. And I believe we need to fight that and trust God that we need, and we'll talk about this in a minute, we need to be in the camp of saints about in that holy city. The holy city, I believe, is shown in Revelation 21 and 22 as something that's been available for the last 2,000 years. It amazes me how everybody wants to put everything out in the future. Well, then what was that? Was the book of Revelation used by all the saints for the last 2,000 years? Yes. So I think the book of Revelation ends, and throughout the whole book, showing that Christ is victorious forever and that he won at 3 o'clock, and he bruised Satan's head. Genesis 3:15, I think, was fulfilled. The very first sermon was with Adam and Eve. The Lord God, I think, was Jesus Christ, and Satan was there. So he sentenced him at that point. But first, there had to be a nation formed. There had to be a people that God called his chosen, which shows the greater choosing, I think, of the family of God. And he did come, Jesus Christ did come through the tribe of Judah, and he did save his people from their sins, and he was successful. So we are justified, as it says in Romans 8, and we are made just. So there will be a resurrection of the just at the second coming, when the Christ, with the trump of God, the dead in Christ rise first, and they that are alive are taken up to be in the air with him forever we shall be. But the unjust are going to be resurrected too. But before that, I think they're going to have to be killed. And Jesus Christ is going to end time. I believe by Revelation talks about not only a marriage of the lambs, the marriage of the lamb supper, but there's also another supper where the fowls of the earth will devour the kings of the earth and all the unjust, and then they have to be resurrected to face the great white throne judgment. So let's read on. In 2, it says, "And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose a little season." There's a place in the Bible that says that the Spirit of God is keeping him at bay. But at some point, he's going to let him go, and he's going to try, I believe, to be that seventh, have the one world governance. And he is going to once again come against God's people the camp of saints in that holy city. And I want to be in that number. I want to help out the household of faith. I want to be in spirit and truth worship, which I believe is pictured by that holy city, where, as we learned last week, there's no night. There's beauty in staying close to the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ. So we begin the world with the tree of life that Adam violated by eating of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And at the closing chapters of Revelation, we see the tree of life again. And I'm grateful for that. But this is not a picture, I don't think, of Satan not being able to do anything, and he's in a hole looking up and like in a deep well. I believe he's been restrained right now, but at some point, the Spirit of God's going to let him go, and that many of the unjust will follow him. In fact, I kind of believe all of them will. And we want to be in the number that doesn't follow him. We don't want to have our forehead and our hand be given over to Satan. We want to be sealed by the Spirit of God and close to the Lord at that time. And whatever happens is not the important thing, I believe, is that we'll be going home. And I'm thankful for that. So in verse 3, it says that he deceives the nation till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loose for a little season to do what? To deceive the nations, I believe. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of men that were beheaded for witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. We've been reigning with Christ, I believe, for the last 2,000 years. And those that are beheaded, I believe, if our old nature is beheaded, everybody is. All God's children should be beheaded. Our old nature should be beheaded. All right. Peter was crucified upside down. He wasn't beheaded. So is he left out? No, he was beheaded because he didn't follow Satan. He followed his Lord. And Stephen and different ones that were killed were not beheaded. But in a sense, they are, because they didn't fear death. And they faced that time of their life being ended with grace. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were fulfilled. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Our first resurrection is being born again. We've already been resurrected once, and we're looking for a second resurrection at the second coming bodily. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. And this is what I believe is coming up. Whenever the close of time occurs, I believe Satan's going to run really wild in trying to destroy all things, blaspheming God, blaspheming his children and the word of God in everything, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of saints about, and that beloved city. That's what we are. Hopefully we're in the beloved city right now. Yeah. We're looking at the tree of light. We see that he's the light in that city. And it says in a verse that there are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers outside. So that can't be heaven. But if we are following our flesh, we are expelled out of the city. I mean, it's like we don't take ourselves out. We are ejected. If we cry out for mercy and follow a God, I think we can come back in the city. So we have a period of oscillation in and out of the city. And that's what we face every day. And like I said, we want to be in that camp saints about and that beloved city when Satan is released to come against us. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So that's the end of Satan. But before that time, I think he's going to try one more time to, just like the four nations that was part of the Colossus in Daniel, those are images of one world governance. He's going to try, I believe, that seventh head in 13 and 17th chapter to come against God's people and against the camp of saints about in that holy city. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heavens fled away, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. So the dead are the unjust, those that were not redeemed by Jesus Christ. And it says the books were opened, another book was opened, which is the book of life. That's the book that we're in, and we need to be found in that book, and we are going to be found in that book. And we're not judged. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Anybody that are amongst the dead, the unjust, that says, well, did I not do this, this, and this? It's recorded as far as what they're relying on, but it's not good enough. They're thinking that their works is going to be something that keeps them out of hell and death. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So again, just to summarize, this is, I believe, a beautiful chapter that pictures the whole last 2,000 years. Book of Revelation shows that Jesus Christ is victorious and that he will take his just people, those that he justified on the cross, to heaven one day. And he will judge not only Satan, the angels that followed him, the beast and false prophet, but also the unjust. And we need to equip ourselves daily, I believe, see that our sins are covered with the beautiful snow as we've seen, and praise God. I like the verse that Brother Marty read, I believe. I hope I quote it right. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And I've started to say that verse when I wake up in the morning. Oh, give thanks. Perhaps that's what we need to do all day. Let's pray. Father, we ask thy blessings upon the service, and we ask thy blessings upon the reading of thy word and the understanding, and help us to realize that our justification was bought and purchased by you, and that we are just because of what you did and not what we did. And we thank you for that, and we ask that you would equip us to be in that camp of saints about and try our best through the grace of God to be in that holy city as often as possible. And we realize that when we follow our flesh, that we have to be ejected into darkness in that. And we ask that you would help us to cry out and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Lord, I want to come back and see the light in the tree of life in that city. Please bless those who have been mentioned, and please heal them according to thy will. Please bless this nation, Lord, to repent of its ways and its sins, and that we not be part of this one world governance that I believe Satan is going to try to raise up and use everything he can to come against the camp of saints about in that holy city in truth. Please forgive us our sins. Thank you for all your love and blessings. In Christ's name, amen.